You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda Hall Psychic on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. Hope you've had an absolutely sensational week wherever you are on this planet of ours. It's been an interesting week around the world. Here in Australia, it's not the place to go swimming at the moment, not particularly in the ocean. We've had 4 shark attacks in 48 hours and, you know, it's very rare occurrence here that we have a shark attack, let alone so many in such a short space of time. But again, it's sort of one of those things. Do people sort of listen? We've had an awful lot of rain, and normally after a lot of rain, you don't necessarily go swimming in the ocean, and you certainly don't go at the beginning of the day or the late in the afternoon. So people aren't following the sort of general guidelines, and this is what happens. So wherever you are in the world, I hope you're staying safe. I hope the weather's being kind to you and you're enjoying just being alive. So this week, the Simply Tarot card of the week is the Three of Pentacles. Now, this is one of those ambiguous cards because it has a number of different meanings. And all my students used to say, well, which one do I take? And I always used to say to them, look at it all first and then sort of try and work out how it fits in with your life or what's going on in the reading or the cards that are surrounding it, because it takes on a different connotation for each and every person. So I'm going to give you all the different meanings and you take out of it what is most appropriate for you at this point in time. So the Three of Pentacles is definitely improvements underway, but there can be some delays around it. It is the card of renowned glory, and it's also the card of place of worship. So when we talk about improvements underway, well, we'd all love to see some improvements underway in our lives. So, but just be prepared. There may be a hitch or two or a delay around it that you need to sort of regroup, relook at things and sort of say to yourself, okay, I can feel the improvements. I can see the improvements, but I've just now got to be patient. When we talk about a term like renowned glory, this to me is the highest point that we can achieve. It doesn't necessarily mean that you've become the president or the king or the queen. It's the highest point that you can achieve in a certain situation in your life. You can't get any better. You can't get any better outcome. And sometimes the outcome isn't always what we wanted, but it's the best possible outcome under a situation. And the final one, place of worship, or most people, that's fairly self-explanatory. It's a church or synagogue or a place that we go to worship or sort of do our little rituals or, you know, the things that are important to us. And, you know, people that don't believe in religion still have a place of worship. They might have a special tree that they like to go and sit under, or a stream they like to go and meditate next to, or, you know, it's your place of worship. And it doesn't always have to be a bricks and mortar building or a church or a synagogue for that matter. So this week, I'm pleased to sort of say that some of the planets have moved from one energy to another. So it's sort of like we've got a little bit of excitement now. We've got something to talk about, something that's due. So the emphasis now has shifted out of Capricorn and has moved into Aquarius. So happy birthday to all the Aquarians. The sun has just gone into Aquarius. So it's your time of the year to shine. It's your time when you can sort of really strut your stuff. And when I first got into astrology many, many moons ago, one of the first things that stood out to me about Aquarians was they love to be different. They really like to stand out. They didn't like to conform. They didn't like to do things that everybody else does. And I have an Aquarian girlfriend that I remember we were all going for a girls' night out, young mums at one stage, and, you know, we're all going out and very excited, and in came our Aquarian girlfriend, and she had on a pink dress, green shoes, orange handbag, and red flowers in her hair. And I thought, wow, she has to be an Aquarian. You know, she's sort of daring to be different. She, you know, nothing was coordinated, and yet it looked great on her with a blonde hair and a trim figure. And, you know, that always stuck with me then, that Aquarians do like to sort of make a statement or dare to be different. So it's a very positive time of the year. There's a lot of emphasis with a lot of planets sitting in Aquarius at the moment. So it's not just going to be affecting Aquarians. It's going to be affecting the other air signs too, which is Libra, and Gemini and the opposite sign of Leo. So it's going to wash over the remaining eight signs, but it's not going to be anywhere as intense as it is for the Aquarians particularly. So we've got Mercury, the planet of communication, is sitting in Aquarius at the moment, which is conjunct or holding hands the sun. Now, Mercury is the planet of communication, as I said, but when you put it in the Aquarian sort of energy, it sort of can sometimes take on a life of its own. It sort of says, well, I can be quite dictatorial. I can be quite bossy. I can be quite firm in what I believe in, and I'm not really going to listen to your interpretation or your answer because I'm right. And that's the thing that you have to be a little bit careful here. And it doesn't matter what your star sign is. If you've got an important conversation to have, make sure that you've got your listening ears on, that you're listening to what the other person has to say as well, because their opinion or what they believe or what they're trying to share is equally as important as the information that you're bringing forward. And sometimes I think we can forget that the other person has a right to sort of have an opinion or have something to say, that we need to give them the same amount of airtime and the same amount of respect. And that's sometimes a little bit difficult, and particularly when the energy is in Aquarius, because the Aquarian energy can be a little bit fixed and rigid. It can be a little bit of a I know more than you do sort of energy. So just be aware of that. I'm not saying each and every one of us is going to behave like that, but what I'm saying is, if you've got an important conversation to have, yes, be forthright, be clear in what you want to share, but also give that other person or persons the opportunity to have their say as well, because it's equally as important to get their input, and then we can go to and fro from there and finally hopefully come to some conclusions or some decisions that everybody is comfortable with. And that's a really important facet of this. It's a time where, you know, we're being asked to think outside the square. We're being asked to dare to be different. We're being asked to be original. You know, we don't always have to copycat what's been done previously. We can have some brilliant ideas. We can come up with some innovative, different ways of looking at things and sort of say, well, maybe have you thought about it looking at from this angle or that angle? That's the real true Aquarian energy. It's not about being dictatorial and shoving it down someone else's throat and I'm always right and you're wrong. It's about sort of like brainstorming, allowing sort of different peculiar, unusual ideas to be put forward, and then we look at whether they've got any merit and how we can implicate them or how we can use them, or maybe we discard them. So, but we won't know until we explore all the avenues at what's right and what will work and what might be something a little bit premature, a little bit too sudden, and, you know, but we can still sort of put it on the back burner or put it away and bring it out again another time. We have Pluto, the planet of transformation, has been sitting in Aquarius now for just on 12 months. And it's a really difficult sort of thing to sort of predict how Pluto is going to work here, because Pluto is so slow, deliberate, so definite, and it takes such a long time to move through a sign. You know, it can be anything up to 25 years. So we're not talking about something that moves fast. And Pluto is only in the first couple of degrees of Aquarius, and it's going to do its dance going backwards and forwards for a very, very long time now. So it's something that I haven't really spoken much about on the show, because I want to see how Pluto is really going to react with the Aquarian energy, because the Pluto energy to me is to come in and to transform. You know, it can bring decay, it can bring endings to things, and then from that becomes the rebirth. So a lot of us astrologers write it up as being the planet connected to the underworld. I'm not totally convinced on that. I think, you know, it got a bad rap in that way because it does come in sort of quietly and sort of as if under a mask, you know, like an underworld person comes in, you know, in a disguise, or, you know, tries to stay off the radar. They don't come in and announce I'm from the underworld. Well, that's a little bit how Pluto is. He comes in, he's very subtle, he's very mysterious, and he comes in and he works very, very slowly behind the scenes, underneath the scenes, burrowing underneath, trying to come in and sort of say, to show you that what's going on in your life is not secure, is not shored up. It needs change. So, you know, if I break it down and sort of make it, force you to look at it, then you got to sort of turn around and say, well, okay, I've got to turn around and find some different solutions to situations or issues in my life. And this is what Pluto does. He comes in and destroys and transforms. So he's asking you to look at things in a different way. Well, when you add that to the Aquarian energy, where the Aquarian energy is asking you to think outside the square, let's find some new solutions. Let's not just keep putting our same feet in the same holes as we go around the same racetrack. Let's find some different ways of doing this, you know, go against the grain, do something different, not necessarily go backwards to go forwards, but, you know, sort of put your feet in different holes, you know, like let's go into some uncharted territories. And this is what I think is happening around the world at the moment. We're seeing lots of things happening that people can't explain, or people sort of are very divided on, you know, whether we like this person or we don't like that person that's leading a country and what they might be doing or what they're trying to bring in. It's not necessarily one's right and one's wrong. It's about asking us to look at things in a different set of eyes. And out of that, maybe then, just maybe, we might have some brainwave solutions or some new innovative ideas that come out of the chaos that's going on. You know, if everything was calm with the world and everything was serene, then we don't necessarily get innovation. We don't necessarily get change. It you know, change usually comes out of sort of some chaotic situation or something that's crumbled that is no longer working, and all of a sudden we scramble to try and find new solutions. Well, let's not wait until it gets to that point. Let's try and find some innovative new solutions now while we have the momentum of the energy working with us and Pluto slowly coming in to completely transform the way that we view the world and asking us to think outside the square and asking us to have some innovative, new, different ideas. And, you know, it's going to be a bit of a struggle for some people to sort of be able to come to terms with things seemingly moving so quickly and we haven't had time to grasp it or understand it or test it or whatever, and we're on to the next thing and it's like, is everything out of control? Well, yes, in some ways it might seem as if it's out of control, but in other ways it's just working with the planetary influences and it's moving as fast as it needs to move so that we can get to where we need to go. So we've got Pluto actually conjunct or holding hands Venus in Aquarius at the moment. So what does this mean in layman's terms? So again, we're talking about the signs that I spoke about before and washing over to all of us. Pluto is the planet of transformation, but Venus is the planet of love and affection. Now, Venus in Aquarius to me is, you know, anybody that has this natally in their chart doesn't necessarily fall in love with somebody's good looks. They fall in love with the person's mind. You know, they have to be interesting, innovative, different. They have to be somebody that really sparks your interest. And, you know, then in comes the, oh, yes, they might be good looking or whatever, but they've fallen in love with other attributes about them before they actually fall in love with the physical being. So that's an interesting way of looking at things. So here's Pluto asking us all to transform the way that we look at attracting or bringing in love into our lives. Now, a lot of people are searching for that perfect partner, that somebody to be their other half. And, you know, we are human and we do tend to, unfortunately, make the same choices over and over and over again. We say to ourselves, oh, I'm never going to attract somebody like that again. I didn't like them because they were X, Y, Z. And before you know it, they've attracted the same sort of person, just a different name and a different body shape and different hair and eye colouring. They think it's different. It's not different. It's you've got to look at the whole package. And the only way that you can transform things is to really sit down and look at what it is that you want out of a relationship and what is a deal breaker. I have a general rule of thumb that I teach my clients, three strikes, they're out. You know, if three major things happen in the first 6 months of a relationship, then it's not right. Because, you know, if you've got to really work through three major things and they're real deal breakers, then, you know, continuing on is only going to bring you more heartache. In my opinion, a relationship should not be hard work. It should be something that flows, that's easy. It's like turning on a tap or a faucet and the water just flows out. That's how a good relationship should be. I'm not saying that there won't be some disagreements or some times there where you don't necessarily agree with each other, but it shouldn't be a constant battleground. If it's a constant battleground, then it's the wrong relationship for both of you. You know, you're better off cutting your losses and setting each other free and moving forward and finding somebody that really can bring into your life what you need. Now, we also have, you know, a lot of things that are happening at the moment. I just want to quickly, before we wrap up the astrology section, talk about the three planets that are sitting in Pisces at the moment. So it normally would class this as a stellium, but because one of them is an Arabian part and not a planet, don't know that you necessarily can call it a stellium, but it's the part of fortune, which is where we look for the better part of our lives. Conjunct or holding hands, Saturn, the planet of discipline, conjunct holding hands with Neptune. Now, this is in the final stages of the Pisces energy. So this is affecting the water signs, which is Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, the opposite sign of Virgo. So washing over for the remaining eight signs. So what it's asking us to do is dig deep into our souls and ask ourselves, what is it that's going to make us happy? What is going to make us feel like we've got our part of fortune, that we've got our fortunate path in life, that we've got the discipline, we've got the creativity from, you know, Saturn and Neptune here to really sort of bring this together and sort of wrap it up in a nice parcel for the moment, that, you know, that we can turn around and say, well, I really have achieved something really special and really significant for me. So I hope that's helped you. And let's take our first caller, which is Rosemary in Haddonfield in New Jersey. Are you there, Rosemary?
Hi,
hello, Rose. Do you have a question I can answer for you, please, Rosemary?
I guess a relationship coming in, permanent marriage.
Okay, so no one special in your life at the moment, Rosemary?
Not at the moment, no.
No, okay. I always ask, because if there's someone special, I just ask you for their first initial and I'd sort of have a little poke around and see what we can find out about them. But if there's no one special, that's fine. That's nice. It's a nice position to be in, Rosemary. We're the world's your oyster, where, you know, we can see who's out and about, you know, that might come forward, that's, you know, could very well be your perfect match. Really, really interesting, Rosemary. The first thing that they're sharing with me is the fact that there's been a lot of endings, change and transformation. And I'm not just talking about a few months. I'm talking about the last 3 or 4 years. It's like it's been a constant struggle where I've been trying to work through a lot of stuff from the past. Is that what you feel has been happening?
Yes.
Yeah, and look, I'd love to say that we've completed that, but I'm going to say to you, Rosemary, we've still got a little bit there to go. And it's going to feel like this last little bit is like the biggest mountain you've ever had to climb. My suggestion with that is don't get overwhelmed by it, or try not to let yourself get overwhelmed by it, and just do little bits, you know, the little bit that you can manage. And then if you've got to have a breather and have a rest from it for a week or a month, so be it. You know, like, there's no timetable that says we've got to get this all sorted quickly. It's a matter of making sure we do it thoroughly. Was there a man about 18 years ago from your past with dark hair that left you quite heartbroken?
Yes.
He's coming back towards you. I want to say I want to be very cautious about this. Look, I'm not sure what he's coming back for, whether he's coming back to sort of say, look, I'm sorry and, you know, this is, you know, my opportunity to sort of try and make things right. My first reaction was I was dumbfounded. It was sort of like I got shown the vision of the dark-headed man and the timing sort of factor, and then it was sort of like, oh, what do I do with this? You know, it was sort of like as if your reaction's going to be that, what the hell do I do with this? Where do I take it? How am I supposed to feel? I think the only thing that you can do is when it happens is just deal with it in whatever way that feels right at the time. So don't be in too much of a hurry to say yes or no. You know, you're going to be quite surprised that you're going to hear from them. Maybe it might be worthwhile listening to what they've got to say and then sort of making your mind up. I didn't feel excited. I didn't feel as if this was, oh, wow, I've got another opportunity here. I've got an opportunity to happiness, because I didn't feel that. I felt that I needed to suggest to you to be very cautious. I'm looking at this as more of a marker in time. And I'm going to say to you, it's more to me, Rosemary, about once this has sort of happened and we've cleared this, I think behind that will be the opportunity for true love, for somebody that will come in that is the right connection for you, somebody that you can build a life with, that you can, you know, set up a home with, and you know that you can trust them. But I think maybe this is just the universe's way of clearing out the old emotion connected to this person that really did hurt you and hurt you very, very deeply. And I don't know that you've ever really been able to completely let go of that. And I think that's the reason why they're coming back towards you. It's sort of to show you that nothing has changed, that even after all these years, there has been no growth from their point of view. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Is it beginning with an F or an R? I don't know.
Right. But I just sort of feel you always wondered why it didn't work. You know, could I have done more?
That, yeah.
Well, I'm here to say to you, sweetheart, you couldn't have done any more than what you did. If anything, you did more than what you should have done. So, you know, I don't want you to blame yourself in any way. I just think it was one of those situations, even though it was very strong, it wasn't necessarily right. It wasn't necessarily the right connection for you. And, you know, relationships come in all different forms. And, you know, some of them sort of leave such a mark on us like this one has, that we sort of keep going back and thinking, well, what did I miss? What did I do wrong? What could I have done better? Maybe I've missed the one and only opportunity for true love in my life. Well, no, you haven't, because true love is coming with a man with blue eyes and sort of sandy brown hair, and he's got a cheeky sort of smile. And I don't think it's that far away. You know, if this person from the past, say, comes in by April, then I think your new person is coming in around June, July this year, and it's sort of like nothing but happiness and front sunshine and roses then, and it's great. Anyway, sweetheart, that's where we've got to leave it. I wish you well. I know that you're going to do well with what's coming up ahead of you, and just be true to yourself and just know that you couldn't have done anything more about this past relationship. You gave it everything and some, and now it's time to sort of put yourself first. So we're going to talk with Janisa in Long Island in New York. Are you there, Janisa?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sweetie. How can I help you? Do you have a question I can answer for you?
Just, I guess, family life.
In what way, sweetie? I need, you know, like when you say family life, that can be, you know, between you and your partner, or it can be, you know, an extended sort of family. So
okay, I guess my future.
Okay, your future.
Not so much a partner really thing,
where you're getting at the person. Yeah, okay. You've got such a lovely, bright, bubbly sort of energy, Janisa, which is really nice, because as I was starting to sort of introduce myself to you, I sort of got this wall of really bright, positive, happy party type of energy. So that's really nice, because that means then that a lot of things in your life are actually in the rightful sort of place. You may sort of feel that there's a few things that you could do with tweaking, or would like, you know, different things to come towards you. But overall, your energy, your soul is very upbeat, and that's a nice place to be. So that's good. What they're showing me is in March, I think there's going to be a big decision connected with your work. So have you been contemplating the change, or making a change, or maybe looking for a different job, or taking on some study or something like that? There's a change coming up in March.
I haven't even really thought about that. Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. Just be aware of that, because the energy was really strong around then. Doesn't necessarily mean we've necessarily got to pack up and change jobs. It's just asking you to be aware there may be a different opportunity in the company that you're working in, or there may be some changes to your duties. But I do feel that there's going to be, you're going to seriously look at sort of taking on board some study, or something that you feel that could enhance your career. But to me, that was more a personal choice. It wasn't something that was being, you know, suggested by your employment. It was something that you think, oh, gee, that'd be good. I'd like to do that, or that could be useful, or whatever. So you'll seriously contemplate that. Is there someone special in your life at the moment as far as a romantic partner?
Yes.
Does he have dark hair?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I could see this dark-headed person, and I could see sort of like they were bobbing up and down, and I don't mean that to sound as if they're unreliable. It wasn't that at all to me. It was sort of like they got some exciting things coming up, and I think they're going to want to share them with you. But I also feel part of the journey is that they sort of feel that things are going to become quite serious between the two of you, and that there's some decisions to be made in the second half of this year as far as being a couple and where we go from here. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see things become quite serious. So I hope that's where your head's at and where your heart's at with this person.
That sounds great.
Yes, no? Oh,
yes.
Good. Okay. Look, that they're a very high energy sort of person. There's lots of things running in and out of their mind, and but this was something that they kept coming back to, sort of like as if they're unconsciously working really fast and really hard to sort of get to a point that they can sit down and say, look, darling, I love you, let's get married, let's do this, let's do that. And it's sort of like when they get nervous, they talk really fast, as if they've got to get it out in case they forget what they're going to say or whatever, and they don't draw breath. And then it's sort of like, oh, right, well, I've got that out, now I can breathe. And it's just lovely to sort of see such a bubbly sort of personality that, you know, when they get excited, that, you know, it's really infectious. So I think this is going to be a big year for you, you know, not just with the job front and the study and things like that, but, you know, on the personal level with things in the second half of the year becoming more serious, which is good. But I also sort of feel that with that sort of conversation will come other layers to the conversation about the two of you sort of sitting down and working out, you know, how we can sort of best save money and sort of get ourselves into the property market together, things like that. There'll be discussions like that. You might not necessarily take the action yet, but there'll be plans made towards that, and that's good. So do you have children?
Yes.
Three?
Yes, I do. I have three children. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, because I could see three children. Yeah, I could see three children around the decision, and it was sort of like you were thinking more about how this affects them than, well, obviously you have to think about how it affects them, but it was sort of like their needs, their wants have become above yours. And it's like I want to say to you, look, that's not necessarily wrong, but to me, they seemed happy with the choices and the decisions that are going to be made. And that's good. That I think you're going great into a really exciting period. Yeah. And, you know, look, it's nice to sort of see what I see as a happy family together, you know, like you and the children and your new partner, and just, you know, like, yes, of course, there's adjustments and things like that that in any new situation. But overall, to me, this was a very happy situation. It was right. It feels right. And it's good. And just changing the subject just slightly, whatever changes you've made to the way that you're taking care of your body, whether that's been some modifications in your diet or you've added some supplements or getting more sleep or whatever, they were just showing me keep going because it's working, it's right. You know, we're starting to get
yes,
you to a
you
point
are
where you're almost jumping at ease.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I just started very, like, maybe like 4 months ago, weight loss shots, and they've mm-hmm. been working.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, they're telling me to keep going on what you're doing. It's working. And because I could see more and more energy, and sort of with that, you're feeling more and more confident in yourself that, you know, that what you're doing in your life, not just with your weight loss, but with everything in your life is correct. You know, like it's like I finally think my mind and my body and my soul is all together, and it's great. So just keep going. You're doing really well. Anyway, sweetie, that's where we've got to leave it. We've come to the end of the show, Janessa, and it was lovely to talk with you, and keep your positive energy going. It's infectious. So it's really interesting, as you know, people are going through changes, and there will be lots of changes with all the influence in Aquarius. So we just have to be mindful of that. This week, I want to leave you with a song that's really important and very close to my heart. But here in Australia, next week on the 26th of January, we celebrate Australia Day, which is like your 4th of July day. It's our 4th of July day here in Australia on the 26th when, you know, we celebrate it. We have barbecues and we all get out there and have a lot of fun, and there's lots of fun and festivities, and it's nice and it's warm, and it's officially the end of the summer holidays here where the kids go back to school after that and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's only fitting that this week I leave you with a song that is unofficially Australia's national anthem by one of our greatest singers, who wasn't actually born in Australia but did become Australian of the Year back in our bicentennial year. And he's a very, very popular person here, and he's been through his own health issues in the last couple of years. And I think it's a song that in Australia, if you don't know the words, there's something wrong with you, because it's something that we all sort of know from tiny tots through to the very elderly. And it's the one and only John Farnham. And the song is called You're the Voice. And it's one of it was his comeback song 40 odd years ago that really sort of made him a national icon. And, you know, we all love him here, and, you know, he's ours. You know, he might have been born in England, but we call him our Australian voice. And it's John Farnham, and you're the voice. Until next week, happy Australia Day, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye for now.